No, even on the Mizbech HaPnim, you have to first make the fourth reaches from the Dam of the Par, and then you do it from the Dam of the Soyer. Omele Rabbi Yashias, Rabbi Yashias said, V'aloi kva nemarachas. He has to kash to Rabbi Yonason. How could you say you do it separately, the Dam of the Par, the Dam of the Soyer, as the Torah says, achas mashma together? Omele Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason's back, V'aloi kva nema midam haparu midam ha-soyer. The Torah says that you have to take from the Par and from the Soyer. Mashmi, you have the two dams still separately. The Mar says, in Cain, if so, lo manem rachas. So what does Rabbi Yonason do with the word achas? Loy malach, tell us like this. Achas v'loshtayim midam ha-par. And achas v'loshtayim midam ha-soyer. One and not two from each one of them. That you only have to make one zrika, that's all. Just one zrika for dam of the par and one zrika for dam of the soyer. Tan Yidduch, another bride says like this, V'lokach midam ha-par midam ha-soyer. That means she yumarovim zeh b'zeh. It should be mixed up the two blocks together. At Roymesh Yimarovim, you're telling me now, like you just got finished saying, the two blood should be mixed up together, zeb zeb, or yaina, maybe not, elem zebef nayatsmim, zebef nayatsmim. Maybe you have to make that zoyit, the zrika, on the mizbech apnim, each one separately. Talmud loyim, the post says achas. The stomach of Yashir. And the same price, the stomach of Yashir. So because like we're ending off, our Mishnah also holds like Rabbi Yashir is the one that says that when a dam and a par, a dam and a son, a zech apnim has to be mixed up together. You have to mamish pour the two dams together, and then you make together one set of zrikis on the four corners of the zech apnim. Now that's what Rabbi Yonason before said, that what does it say achas? So he came to teach us. He says achas v'loshtayim midam apar and achas v'loshtayim midam asoyim. So see, the first Yishonim learns of Pshat is that Abadi, you have to make four zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach. It just means to say, when you come to each corner, don't like make two zrikas there of the Dama Par and two of the Dama Soyer, but rather just make one of the Dama Par and one of the Dama the Soyer. That's what Achas means. But in Echnam, you have to make each one separately. So the first Yishonim is the Chura Pshita, Abadi, you don't have to mix. You don't have to make two. Like, what's the Havana to make two? So he gives the Teretz. Akoporim, that's Pshat here. That you just have to make one zrika at each corner. But then each corner taka needs a zrika from the Dama Par and the Dama the Soyer. According to the Mandiyama, they were not mixed up together. But according to Rabbi Yashio, that holds it was mixed up together, so Nechnami, there's only one zrika at each one of the four corners. Now this they speak out, this is the Machlokes here only by mixing up the Dam to put it on the four corners of the Mizbeach. But that we'll see later, this mitzvah to put it seven times on top of the Mizbeach. On that, everybody holds. You had to mix up the two bloods together, the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer together. All right, this we'll see later on. All right, we'll stop here. Yehon Daf Nun Ches, right up to two dots. Then the Mishnah says, Nosan Es Hamolei Berekon. Hey, now he already finished the Dama the Par and the Dama the Sor doing separate hazois in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then he went outside and facing towards the Parochus. He made also one up and seven downwards with the Par, then with the Soyer. Now it comes, he mixes the two Dams together. He mixes the Dama the Par and the Dama the Sor together. And now he's going to go to the Mizbeach HaPnim and put the Zrikis on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Nosan Es Hamolei Berekon. He like pours back. First he does is he puts the kli with the dam of the par and pours it into the kli with the dam of the soyer. Now the bloods are both mixed together in this mizrik. Now the Mishnah says he spills back again the mole, the full kli, back into the empty one. So Mar says like this: Boi minei romi bar chomer merav chizda. Romi bar chomer yester shalot on chizda. Haniach mizrak v'toyach mizrak. What's going to be the locha v'shas a regular kabbalas adam? The Mishnah says v'kibul boi yester adam amahu. The Kohen makes a regular Kabbalah, he receives the Dam, but he puts one Kli inside another Kli. Usually the Kohen holds the Kli in his hands, like this, and he makes the Shechita, and the blood starts running in right inside the Kli. Of course, the din is, he has to be, his hands touch the Kli. There can't be a Chatzitzam between his hands and the Kli. What's going to be if you have one Mizrak, one Kli inside another Kli, and the Kohen is only touching the outside Kli? And the blood goes in the inside kli. Is that called a chatzitza or not? Is it called the kohen is touching the kli and it's called like one kli since they're both the same min or not? That was the shayla. Min the min of chaytzeitz, ayin the chaytzeitz. Do we say, since it's the exact same min of both two types of kelim, it's not a chatzitza, it's still like one kli and it's good, or else no, still that's called a chatzitza. Rashi says, choytzeitz, v'nimtza shein kabolazu b'koyin, shere'enu oichaz b'mizrak shadam boy, he's not holding the kli that has the dam inside it. That's the shalat. Is this called a chatzitza or not, since it's min d'minay? So Amalei, he answered back, Reb Chizdi answered back, Tinisu, I'll bring your raya from our Mishnah. It says now Mishnah Nosa Neshamolei Berekum, that you have to put the full kli into the empty kli. So the Habimina is, my love, doesn't the Mishnah mean to say Hoyshe v'mizruk molei? He puts the full kli, the kli now that has both dams inside it, L'toich mizruk reikon. He just puts the whole kli into the empty kli, and still the Torah says v'lokach, you have to hold it, like Rashi says. That's Teres ready. Before Rashi says, my love, hoishav mizrak hamole, b'toich harekon, she'iro mimenu, from the one you poured off first, you poured it into the second one, into dam ha'soyer, now you pour them both back into the first one, the empty one. For ho'chad ha'v'miner is nami v'lokach siv. The Teres says, v'lokach, you have to take it. V'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer. What does it mean, v'lokach? You have to hold the kli. Now here, you're holding the outside kli, and the dam is in the inside kli. So you see, that's still called the v'lokach. So you see, since it's min d'minoy, it's not called the chatzitza. So Marian says, no, I'll tell you, there's no raya in our Mishnah. I'll tell you, loy, the Mishnah doesn't mean to say you put the kli inside the other kli. It means to say, ira mizrak mole l'toich mizrak reken. It means to say you poured the blood. Hey, it's the full cup of blood now, you pour it back again into the empty cup. But Avada, the crane holds the empty, the first cup now, only that cup itself, there's no two cups involved. For at the Gemara, if it only means you pour it back into the first Mizruk, Hotonya Leveresha, we already learned that at the beginning, in other words, we did it already one time. The Resha, the Mishnah says, Iro Dam HaPar, L'Teich Dam HaSoyer, you're supposed to spill the Dam of the Par into the Dam of the Soyer. So you already mixed up the two dams. So just to pour it back again into the first empty one, what do you have to pour it back for? So the Gemara says, yes, Kedela Arvin Yofa Yofam. The reason why you pour it back again is to mix it up well, like you pour here and pour back and forth. That's the way you mix something up. That's all the Mishnah means to say. Pour it back again to mix up the blood good. But Avado, the kli you're holding is only one kli, and there's only dam inside this one kli, so it's not called a chatzitza at all. Mashenka here, we have one kli inside another kli, that could be philosophic if it's good or not. So Mara says, come and bring another raya. Mara says, Toshima, come in here, the Gemara in Zvochim, that says, if a koyin, when he was doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he was standing on top of the kli. Or else he's standing on top of his friend's, the other koyin's foot, is a loch apostle. It's no good, it's called a chatzitza. But the locker is the Kohen Gadol has to stand on top of the floor. And that's why the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen, the Shas is doing the Avoida. And that's why the locker is, they have to go barefoot. They can't even wear socks, because there can't be a chatzitza, nothing between them and the floor. Here it says, if he's standing on top of a kli, it's no good, because it's called a chatzitza, that's okay. But it says, who adin if he stands on top of his friend's foot? Now his friend's foot is min d'minoy. His foot and your foot are 2 feet. So why do we say it's called a chatzitza? So we see even min b'min is also called a chatzitza. Your badavka have to be on top of the floor, and even min b'min is no good. And Rashi says, Oymed agabe kelim, the Torah of Rabbi Yishmael, hoyo v'ritzpo mekadeshes. When you stand on the floor in the base of Midish, it's mekadesh tekoin. O klisharis mekadeshem. Who would in a klisharis? You put something inside, it also becomes kodesh. So ma klisharis, just like the loch of a regular klisharis, a regular keli, lo yehei dover chaytzeis beinoi or bein klisharis. There can't be anything dividing between what's inside the kli and the kli itself. Is as ritzvah. The song's the same thing when a kohen stands on the floor. Lo yehei dover chaytzeis beinoi lo bein haritzvah. There can't be anything in between him and the floor. That's the Gemara Masechet Tzvachim. So it says agabi regel chaberoi al momin b'mina chaytzeis. This is the raya. Even though foot and a foot is the same min, still we see your foot lamaisa is not touching the floor. You're on top of your friend's foot, it's no good. See, here also, if there's a kli inside another kli, lamaisa, the kohen's hands, is not touching the inside kli, so it should be possible. So my answer is no. I tell you, shani rego, the foot is different. The leimotzi mevatulei. Because for sure, you're not going to leave your foot there too long.
And Rashi says, Now, if I'm standing on your foot, you don't let me stand there too long. It hurts. You're going to move away your foot. So you're not going to let me stand on top of you for now until I finish my avoda. So then we can't say we look as if the 2 feet are like 1 foot. It's bottle, so it's not called a chatzitza. Since you're going to take away your foot right away, so we look as if that foot is not part of my foot. So where is my foot now? It's not on the floor. It's on top of your foot. That's no good. But when I have two kelim, one inside the other one, l'maisa doesn't bother you. You let them stay there for a long time. The two kelim can stay together. So kol zman you're doing the avoida, it's a sfor like even mavato, you're leaving this kli inside that kli. So it looks now like one kli. So l'maisa the kayin is touching the kli. That's kosher. Maybe here it's not called a chatzitza. One, you maybe mavatle it and let it stay there for a long time, or like Rashi says, at least throughout the whole avoida, we look as if it's one kli, and it's not called a chatzitza then. You're touching the one kli. But a foot on top of another foot, you're not going to let it stay there too long. That for sure is no good. So Melo, it could be by us, it's not called a chatzitza. So Gemara is not pushing the shiloh, Gemara still lies by itself a little bit. Tosfos asked the famous question, that what's the shiloh here if you're holding a kli? It shouldn't be good. Because there's a Gemara in Sukkah that talks about when you take the lulav, it's called you have to make a lekicha. You have to take it, and lekicha ayde dover achar is called shemol lekicha. But even though the Torah says you have to take a pri etzoder, imagine you have to hold it in your hands. Still, we say if you have something wrapped around the lulav and then you put your hands on it, it's kosher because what's wrapped around the lulav is like bota to the lulav. It's part of the lulav. So you're holding the lulav now. It's good. So we're the same thing here also. You have one kli inside a kli. This kli is like wrapped around the other kli. So when you put in on top of the kli, this kli wrapped around the other one should be bottle. Of course, it should be good. So why is it a shalom? It's called a chitzrunat. A chatzitzrunat. For there we see it's called like a beis yad. It's called like a handle to the kli. So for sure, it should be good. So those answers. P'yesh shloimar, to'osamar v'shekorech suder sovav halulav. True. You try, you put your handkerchief around the lulav. You make like a handle to the lulav, that's called holding the lulav. But when you put the handkerchief around your hand, and now you go to take the lulav, that's no good. Because the handkerchief is on your hand, and that's called the chatzitza. They says a mizr will take a mizr to hocha to mashlim shitele. They have a chain of min hoychitzes lemari sheikhla sachitze mispoisoisov. The yozvad lechait. Devilay kumay besyad. Hello sheikhsa lamate veshulav. We're not talking about you're holding one kli on the side of the next kli. If you're holding on the side of the kli, that's called like a base achiza. It's like a handle to the next kli. That would be kosher. We're talking about though you're holding on the bottom. If you're holding it on the bottom, so the bottom of the kli is not called like a handle to the top kli. So our Gemara is talking about you're holding the bottom of the bottom kli. So since one kli is inside of another kli, and you're only holding the bottom one, not the top one, that's called the chatzitza. But it could be if you hold the side of the kli, maybe that's not called the chatzitza. Because since it's wrapped around on the side of it, that's called like a base chatzitza, like a handle. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Vaita. Ika the Amri, someone will say like this. Hochi boy minei. This was really Rav Rami Bachom Shalot to Rav Chizda. Now, his shaila was, if you make a Kabbalah Sakli, and the Koyan is holding the Kli, but he has one Kli inside another Kli, and the Dam goes into the inside Kli, and the Koyan is only holding the outside Kli, is that called a Chatzitza or not? The Koyan has to hold the Kli. So we want to say now, maybe it's not called a Chatzitza. Since the two kelim are considered min deminoi, they're both the same min kli, it's like both the one to the other, it's not a shalof and chatzitza. But still there's another question, maybe it's no good. Ika di amri hochi boi minei, derech shiris pekach, or yein derech shiris pekach? That was the shalof. Is this a derech to be oivir Hashem, to bring the kabonis? Shiris means the avoida. Is this the way to do the avoida by the kabonis? Maybe a derech is to hold only one kli in your hand, but to have a mizruk, batech mizruk, one kli inside another kli to mekabel the dam, even though true it's not called a chatzitza maybe, because it's min deminoi, but it's not a derech, it's not a nice thing to do that way, that's not what the Torah wanted you to do, that's not called the avoida. That was a shayla. It's not a derech shiris. So on this Toshma, come on, bring your raya, yes, it is called a derech shiris. The Tana Dvar Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in a braisa from Dvar Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk says, es kol kalei hashoris, ashe yeshorshu bom, ba'kodesh. Yeah. Right. The lochu is called kalei hashoris hashe yishosu vom bakoidish. So there's a lotion called kalei hashoris. Kalei means lotion rabbin. And then it says hashe yishosu vom that you use it mashma lotion yochid. In other words, when you're doing one avoida, it's a derech to use two kalim for it. That's what we darshin here. It says shnei kalim v'shiras achas. That two kalim you can use when you're doing one shiras. So it is called derech shiras tekach. So then it would be kosher. Fighter. Boy Mene Romi Bar Chom Mom Rav Chizdo. Romi Bar Chom asked another question from Rav Chizdo. What's going to be the loch of Hiniach Siv Patoich HaMizrik? He put a sieve. A sieve is like the bark of a palm tree. It's a type of material that has something to do like a sponge. It's porous. The liquid could go through it. But you put the sieve now around in the kli, and this is the Mizrik, that you'd be Mekabel the Dam. So again, the Dam, when it comes in, it doesn't touch the sides of the kli. It touches the sieve, the bark. Is that called a chatzitz or not? Is that called a good kabbalah or not? That was a shayla. Heniyach siv, you put the bark of a palm tree, b'toich ha-mizrik, inside this kli, the kibaboy es adam, and you receive the dam on this kli, mahu. Do we say, min v'sheini minoy chaytzitz? One svar is the bark of a palm tree, the siv, is not the same min of the kli. We're talking about part of the kli, could be a metal kli. So inside the metal kli, you have this siv, this bark that grows around the palm tree, so it's an eina minoy. So it should be called a chatzitz. It's dividing between the kli and the blood. It shouldn't be good. Or yeinu chaytzis. Or else the other svar is no. Maybe it's not called a chatzitz. Why? Even the mechalchol loy chayis. Since lemaisa mechalchol means it's like porous. The blood could go through this material. It's like a spongy material. So since the blood could go through the material, it's considered as if it's mamish touching the kli, and it's not called a chatzitz. Or dilma loyshino. Or else the other svar is no. Still it's loyshino. Still it's called a chatzitz. Start with the Gemara Sofik. Gemara says, Omalei Tanina. So the Chizdi answered the back, come, I'll bring you Raya from a Mishnah Masech Tepora. We learned like this. Zoylech v'hoylech asher megiyah l'svug. You're allowed to pour off the water until you come to the sponge. That's the loch in Masech Tepora. So it's talking about like this. There was talking about that you have a kli, that the loch by the mechatas is, you put the ashes of the paradum into a kli, and then you put Mayim Chayim into the kli. Plus Mayim Chayim El Keli. That the water has to be inside a kli. So inside the kli, it has Kedushas Mechatis, then you can use this water to spray on the tummy to make him Torah. Now what's going to be if inside the kli you have a sponge? You have a sponge inside the kli. The loch is like this. The water that's inside the sponge, that's possible. That you can't use for Mechatis. Because the Pasuk says the water has to be inside the kli. And the water inside the sponge is called in the sponge, not inside the kli. Now the question is, what about the water that's on top of the sponge or on bottom of the sponge? Is that water called in the kli? Or else do we say, no, the sponge is called like a chatzitza, it's not called in the kli. So the lacher is, yes, that water is kosher. The water on top of the sponge is kosher. So you see, the sponge is not called the chatzitza. And since a sponge is something that material water could go through it, all the water on top of it is called in the kli, like attached to the kli itself. Just alocher is the water that's mamish inside the sponge, that you can't use. But the water on top is kosher. Therefore, when you start pouring off the water, you have to be careful only to pour the top water off. But as soon as you get near the sponge, then you have to be afraid some of the water that was in the sponge is going to start to run out. So that's water you can't use. So that's this alocher. Zerlich, like spill out the water of hoylich, ad shemigil esvud. Until you get to the mokta place where the sponge is. When you get near the sponge, then the water you can't use anymore. Because we're afraid some water from the sponge itself would come out. But our kopon of the top water, you see, is kosher. So you have a clear raya that a svug, a sponge, is not called a chatzitza. So Moran says, no, maybe for Namasech Tepori, you don't have a raya to our case of blood. Shani maya the klisha. Maybe it's only swallowed there by water. Water is very light. So water travels easily through a sponge. Even though Kozaman, the sponge is inside the kli, we don't say the water travels back and forth, because then all the water would be puzzled. Because any water that went into the sponge, you can't use for the mechatis. So when the sponge is in there staying still, true, only the water stays in the sponge, doesn't come out. But like if you would squeeze the sponge, all that water would come out, and new water would go through it. So it's easy for water to be pushed to go through the sponge. Maybe that's why it's not called a chatzitza. That's why the top water is still called attached to the bottom water, to the kli, because it's easy for water to go through a sponge. But water is very light. Mashem king, blood is much thicker. Blood doesn't travel through so easily. So maybe our shayla was, you have this sieve, you have this bark like in the kli, and you're putting the dam on top of it. So maybe the blood doesn't travel through the sponge so easy. It doesn't go through the sieve. Yeah, it doesn't go through. It's maybe there it's called a chatitza. So you can't bring a raya from water to blood. That's what we're answering. True, you have a raya by water. It's not called a chatitza, the sponge, but maybe by blood, it is called a chatitza, something like a sponge, like avalacha of a sieve, of this bark of the palm tree. Then the Gemara says, Ika the army, some want to say, no, it is a good raya. Hochi poshitle. We have takapshitis on this Mishnah Torah that padam kosher. Yes, dam is also called light, like water. Just like water goes through a sponge, huadim dam also goes through. Like Rashi says, padam kosher the kolish. Dam is also considered light, like water. And since it could go through this porous type of a substance, havada, it's also kosher. It's not called a chatitza. But I tell you, bekoimitz posel. But by a mincha, halacha is the kohen has to take the kemitza. He has to take the 3 fingers full of the flour and oil, and then he put the kemitza. He puts into a klisharis. Now the halacha is the kohen, the mincha has to touch the klisharis. Now let's say in this klisharis now you have a sieve, you have this bark of the palm tree. Then for sure it's possible, because flour is very hard. That doesn't travel through the sponge, so therefore it's possible. That's what he says. But kohen it's possible. But by kemitza, by a hard substance like flour and oil, there for sure is maskim it's possible, there it's no good. The Rashi says, bekoim it's possible, bekiddush shehakoim it's toinless kaddish, bekli li'achar ha-kemitza. After you make the kemitza, the mincham, you have to put what's in your hand inside the kli. For who kineged kabola bedam is possible the chayitz. That's kineged by a korban, that you have to make a shchit and then a kabola sadam, that's the locha by a mincha. The kemitz is connected to shchita, and then putting the kemitz into a klisharis, that's done with the Kabbalah. So the mincha has to touch the klisharis. So if you have a sieve, you have this bark of the palm tree inside the kli, since the mincha is a hard substance that doesn't travel through, there for sure it's possible it's called a chatzitza. Mashenka, in our case, blood, even though it's more thicker than water, but blood can also travel through, blood would not call the chatzitza. Since it goes through the kli, that's also called a part of the kli. It's not called a chatzitza. Rashi says, Shani Maya the Klish Tavinin Zviyotzi Mikolei Boriv. It goes all the sides. But Nechnosas Benar Lebena Kli. Goes in between the sieve or the sponge and the Kli. It travels all over. Avodam Apu, but Dam is a little bit thicker. Doesn't travel so well. Doesn't travel on the sides or even through it. And that the Gemara says, Ika the army, no. Blood also travels. The only thing that's possible is only a Klimit. That doesn't travel. Mishnah says, the Pasuk really says, V'yotzo el ha-mizbeach ha-shelef ne'ashe.